Extra D, page 76, exercise 1.
It was Saturday night, and Anna's uncle and aunt were visiting for the weekend. She had agreed to look after her cousin while her uncle and aunt went out.
"Can I stay up and watch TV?"
asked Anna's cousin Connor, who was only 5. Anna shook her head. "It's almost your bedtime," she told him. "And there's a scary film on TV tonight. You shouldn't watch scary films. Anyway, your mummy and daddy are going to come home late. You should be asleep before then." When Connor was asleep, Anna looked for something to read. She saw a book on the shelf called Egyptian Adventure. "I'll read this," she thought to herself. It was a novel about an archaeology professor called Carolina Jones, but she wasn't an ordinary professor. For years, she had been travelling all over the world and looking for ancient treasures, and now she was in Egypt. By the end of the first chapter, Carolina Jones had discovered a door to a secret tomb.
They had been digging for hours, and the entrance to the tomb was clear. Carolina's guide, Ali, held up his torch and pointed at the writing on the stone above the door. "We must turn back now, Professor Jones," he said. He sounded very afraid. Carolina translated the ancient writing. "Anyone who enters this tomb will face a terrible curse." Carolina wasn't afraid. She didn't believe in curses, and she couldn't wait to see what was in the tomb. She pushed open the heavy door, went inside, and gasped. "This is incredible," she shouted out to Ali, but the guide wasn't there. He had run away. Carolina looked around. All of the other tombs she'd seen were empty. Robbers had taken everything centuries ago. This was different. There were stone statues and jars. Against one wall of the tomb, there was a stone coffin. Carolina knew that the mummy of an Egyptian pharaoh must be in there.
Anna stopped reading. Had she heard a noise in the house, or was her mind just playing tricks on her? She listened a little longer, but she could hear nothing.
"Don't be so silly," she told herself. "Ancient curses and mummies aren't real. They're just in stories."
She went back to the book.
Suddenly, something crawled over Carolina's foot in the darkness. What was it? A snake? A spider? Carolina turned quickly and saw a beetle running across the stone floor. She smiled at herself, but then her smile froze. There was a noise from behind her, the sound of heavy footsteps on the stone floor. There was someone in the tomb. Or something. Carolina turned around and saw a...
"Mummy!"
shouted a voice in the house.
"Ah!"
cried Anna as soon as she heard this.
"A mummy! Daddy!"
cried the same voice. It was Connor. His parents had come back and Connor had heard them. Anna's uncle and aunt appeared at the living room door. "Are you okay, Anna?" asked Connor's dad. "We heard a scream."
It was just the television," said Anna quickly.
Connor appeared from behind his parents.
"You shouldn't watch scary films," he told her seriously.